So, last time, we began by discussing the Rambam's Chiddush of Mesibo Shalakom, that there is a Isser to go to a Mesiba of a guy. This is quoted by the Tur, Simon Kufyud Beis, and the Beis Yosef didn't know where in the world the Rambam got this from. He said, maybe there's a brisa somewhere. In other words, there's no explicit makor in Shas for this halacha. Now, perhaps we could say the following source. Perhaps the source is actually very fundamental. And that is, if we ask a question, why is it that anyway we have a lot of these halachos? So we all know that these halachos are aser altz chasnas, right? All these things are aser mishom chasnas. So maybe the answer is that the source for these, this is actually a more basic isser than all the other isurim. What do I mean to say? So if you take a look at the Rashba, he writes like this. He talks about, this is the Rashba by Stam Yenam, in Torsabais Aruch Bais Hei Shar Aleph. And he's going through the history of the Takana, and he writes, "Vadayin stam yenam v'stam meimeim utarim v'afil v'shtia amdu based in v'astru stam yenam k'dei l'srachik mehem u'mimesibasam shemesiboseihem mevios lidei chasnos l'znosim v'noseim v'nosim v'noseim meyidi lidei avodah zalilim k'dei l'shasu b'shitim d'chsev v'atikrana la'am Lizav. In other words, why were they gozer stam yenam, gzeira atu, mesibos, right? Where do, and what about mesibos? Mesibos, as we saw from the story of Baal Peor, stam yenam. He says the source, the reason for the issue of stam yenam, was because of parties. Amdu the asru stam yenam. So you see from the Rashba that the greatest concern, the worst concern is mesibos, right? They asked stam yenam. Everybody agrees to stam. If you want to know, how do I know that mesibos are aser? What's the source for the Rambam? So ask the Rambam, what's the source for stam yenam? Why would they go against stam yenam? Atu mesibos. So clearly mesibos should be aser. You see a similar thing in Rashi. See a similar thing in Rashi. And the truth is, Rashi in Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says that with respect to the Isser of Shechar Akum, we'll see that in a moment, Shol Yargir Lasos Mishtos Eitzelote Kochavim. We haven't talked yet about Shechar Akum, but Shechar Akum is also Aser Alts Mishtos, Alts Parties. So the answer is that what's the source for the Isser of parties? The source of the Isser of parties is that all these other things, like Stam Yenam, like Shechar Akum, are Aser Altz Mishtos, are Aser Altz Mesibos. In fact, we've seen the Rambam, when he writes about Bishul Akum, writes, and this is in his explanation for why Nachal Kamo Shuchai is Mutter, he writes, Shechar Akzer Mishom Chasna, Shol Yizamnu HaAkum, so then we saw a similar hatter by Pasakum as well. In other words, Bishalakum, Pasakum, they were all alts, Shiavalisodetzlo. And the most concerning type of Suda is a Mesiba. That's where people are loose. And that's where assimilation and even intermarriage and even Avodah Zarah could happen. And therefore, in a certain sense, the source for the Rambam is all these Xeros are, in a sense, Aser Alts Mesibos. And therefore, clearly, Mesibos are aser. Now, then the Beis Yosef writes.
Why did they ask this Damien about Yain? I don't think I understand. But Damien doesn't have its own because of Yain.
We talked about this earlier. What's the relationship between Stam Yainam and Yayin Nesach? Is the Isser, the Rashba holds it as two Xeros. Originally, they asked Stam Yainam Mishum Mesibos, right? Mishum Chasnos. And then they made a second Xera to treat it as Yayin Nesach, to make it even more Chomer. That's why it's also Rana. But it's clear from the Gemara that Stam Yainam. No, but we talked about this. The Rama Epis has a heter of Bismana Zet, we'll talk about that. But bigger than Stamianim Zasirana for sure. Now the Beis Yosef writes as follows. The cuss of Ode, Vimhaya, meaning the tour, or the Rambam, I suppose, the Rambam, Vimhaya Rov HaMesiba Yisrael Mutter. So even though there's this Isser of Mesiba, that's if it's Rov non-Jewish. But if it's Rov Jewish, it's Mutter. Venera Shalamat Kain, where did the Rambam get this from? Medaminam Perkein Mamidin, Dishmuel V'Avle Tayu Shosin Yayin Mevushal. Right? It's an interesting Gemara. Shmuel and Avle wasn't Jewish. Shmuel and Avle were once drinking together. Shmuel V'Avle HaViyasvi, Aisu L'Kamayu Chamra Mevashla. So they brought Yayin Esach, Yayin Mevushal. So Avleit, you know, withdrew his hand because he knew, I can make this wine aser. Amrle Shmuel, Hare Amr Yain Mevushal, Ein Bo Mishum Yain Nasach. So it's okay, Avleit. Enjoy. So says the Beis Yosef, had the Rambam know Rov Yisrael's Mutter, because otherwise it would be aser for Shmuel to drink even the Yain Mevushal, was Mutter. So there's, I guess, two chidushim, or two objections you could have to this raya. Number one is, this should be a raya that 50-50 is mutter. The Rambam said Rov Yisrael is mutter. In this case, it's 50-50. Also, it's interesting, because this was just two people sitting together. In other words, you see that at least the Beis Yosef understood that the Isser for the Rambam would be true, even if it were just two people. When the Rambam asers Mesibos, when I read the Rambam, I thought, Mesibos, you know, we call a party. Two people having a drink together isn't a party. Now, if that's true, then there's no raya from here. Yarcha Shulchan actually doesn't like the Beis Yosef for that reason. But at least from the Beis Yosef, you see that a party doesn't just mean, you know, there are balloons. Two people drinking together would also have been Mesibos, except for the fact that Rov Yisrael and apparently even Mechtzal Mechtza is Mutter. The Bach has a different hatter as well. There are different theories in this. I don't want to spend too much more time on this, but an interesting question that we have to ask is, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin that there's an Isser of Mesibos Gayim? Why would we paskin that way? After all, the Rambam and the Torah bring it down. Well, it's also not at all brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at neither in Kuf Yud Beis or in Kuf Yud Dalet is the halacha of Mesibos Akum brought down anywhere on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, as far as I can tell. The whole discussion's in the Beis Yosef, it's omitted from the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe that's because we don't pass him like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch felt that the Rambam was a Das Yachid here, and therefore he doesn't pass him that way. That's probably the Pashtus, though there is an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe, Yoredei Achilik Beisim in Kuf Yud Zayin, who is Machmir not quite a Mesibos Akum, but something like Mesibos Akum? He was asked a question, could you make a parlor meeting at a bayis shel nochri for a Jewish cause to raise money? Or, I don't know, some other good thing, to cancel the edicts against tuition, from schools, whatever they were. And Rav Moshe says it's Aser. It's Aser. And he writes that there's no heter of Eva in this case. So, we don't have time to get into the details, but it does sound like, according to Rav Moshe, there are certain cases. He doesn't seem to be paskening straight Rambam. He has this whole Mahalich based off of Rashi, actually. But there are going to be cases where there's going to be Nisr Mesibos, but the Pashtus is that we don't pasken like this halacha. So what have we seen so far? First of all, we saw last time that there's an Isser of going to a wedding of non-Jews. We saw that actually does have a source in the Gemara. In Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we had a machlokas, whether that was deraisa or derabanan. We had a machlokas, what exactly is restricted there. And basically we paskin that when it comes to non-Jewish weddings, you know, ideally you probably shouldn't go, but if you do have to go, you shouldn't be nana meosu suda, you shouldn't eat or drink there. Then we have this din of mesivo sakum, which again the Rambam and other Rishonim do seem to hold of, but it seems like for the most part we don't paskin like. And then we have the ikar topic of our simin, which is the din of Shechar Akum. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah says, Itmar mipnei ma'asru Shechar shel Gayim. Tosfos writes that the Isser Shechar Akum is not in the Mishnah. In other words, as opposed to Pas Akum, Mishal Akum, which are in Mishnayas or in Brises or the like, there's no Tanaic source for this Isser of Shechar Akum. Tosu says, well, maybe Bimei HaMorayim Asruha, because it's not in the Mishnah or the Brisa. Now, one wonders, if there is a need to make such a Gzeira, and it makes a lot of sense they would make such a Gzeira, the concern is very obvious, so then why weren't they misakin it in the Mishnah when they were misakin Bishal Akum and Pas Akum? Why weren't they misakin Shechar Akum? And maybe if they weren't, it shows us that they shouldn't. You know, there's no need for this takana. The Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting theory. He says, well, maybe that's because in the times of the Mishnayos, which were the Jews were living primarily in Eretz Yisrael, the Tanaim were in Eretz Yisrael for the most part. So Shechar was not a very important drink. What did they drink? They drank wine. That was the chash of a drink. And they asered wine. They made Stam Yena Maser and even Aser Bana. So there was no need to Aser Shechar Akum, but when they came to Bavel, so then the Iker drink, at least the social drink, was beer. So therefore there developed a need to Aser Shechar, and that's what they did, Bimei HaMorayim. Now, the truth is, a number of Rishonim hold, there's no formal Iser of Shechar, it's just not right. The Ramban is medayik it because the Lashon of the Gemara is mipnei ma amru shecha shel gayim aser. Now the truth is that's not our girsa. Our girsa is mipnei ma asru. But some rishonim also say even the lashon of asru doesn't indicate an iser gamor because it doesn't say that they were gozar on shechar akum. So according to a number of rishonim, the halacha of shechar akum is not a iser. Rather, it's a the way some Rishonim call it. The Rashba calls it mina kedoshim, shenagu harchaka l'srachiv min. But nevertheless, we paskin like the Rambam, like the Shulchan Aruch, that there is actually an iser of Shechar Akum. Now, what's the reason for this iser? So there are two reasons given in the Gemara. Rami Bar Chama says it's because of chasnos. And Rav Nachman says it's because of giloy. What's giloy? That when liquids are left uncovered, so snakes might sip, and it might be poisonous, it might be dangerous. The Gemara continues, Rav Papa mafkile abav chanusa vishasi, Rav Achai maisule levesa vishasi. So here we have a debate. One of them took it out of the store where it was sold, he left the bar, and he drank it. And the other one took it home, he took the beer to his house and he drank it. Now obviously, these Amoraim were assuming that the concern was chasnas. If the concern was danger, so it wouldn't make a difference where you drink it, it's going to be equally dangerous. So they're assuming that it was because of chasnas. And then the question is, how far does the Isser of chasnas go? Does the Isser of chasnas, is it only mamish in the place where it's sold, in the bar? In which case, if you leave the bar, it's going to be mutter? Or do you say, no, you have to take it to your house, and once you drink it in your house, it's okay. Either way, there's going to be much less cure of dust if you don't drink it in the establishment where it's sold. So Tosfos writes that we Tzarech lizar shelo lishto shechar beveis agai. Daha rav papa rav achai hayu basrai lo hayu shosen. You see that we accept that reason. Can't eat, drink the beer at the bar or at the beis agai. And that's the halacha. It's only asa b'makom mechiraso. So now the question is, which version do we hold of? Rav Papa's version or Rav Achai's version? Is it enough to just leave the bar, or do you actually have to bring it to your house? So the Rambam writes, aval imhevi hashecha leveso v'shosei usham mutter. If you bring it to your own house and you drink it there, it's mutter. So the Beis Yosef writes, you see, that he paskins like Rav Achai and not like Rav Papa. Why? He should have paskined like Rav Papa because he's basrahu, umari de talmudahu. So he answers, in other words, in these matters, we try to be extra machmir. There's a great danger of intermarriage and assimilation and influence and the like. So the Rambam set aside the regular rules of psak in order to be more machmir because of the danger here. As we've already seen in these halachos, we're not following the normal rules of gzera al gabi gzera. Rather, you see that there is a tremendous zehirus among Chazal to stay away from nachrim in these types of social interactions, that the dangers are very great, and therefore the Beis Yosef, right, the Rambam is even more machmir than the normal rules of psak would dictate. Others disagree. The smag seems to paskin like Rav Papa. The Rashba concludes, Bal nefesh tzarech lasos harchaka tfei shelo lishtoso bepesach anuso ad sheyavienu lirishuso k'rav achai umi olchus like Rav Papa. In other words, pshara. The halacha is like Rav Papa, technically. In other words, as long as you take it out of their place where it's sold, it's good enough. But Bal nefesh should be machmir. La halacha the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Though I think probably Rav Poskim Armeiko on the Shaila. Now, is there any heter for Eva? So Tosfos writes on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Umi Yuhamis Achsein Bevesel Bekolchavim Yachalios Shemoter Leshloach Beir Leknoshechem Anov Dekolchavim Dahavu Kemo Beveso Shal Yisrael. Tosfos has a couple of kulas over here because this is where you're staying at a hotel of some sort. So you can't buy it at the hotel, but you can buy it at, you know, Rite Aid and bring it to your hotel, and then it's going to be okay. And then he says, well, maybe even if the Achsenai gives it to him, there's a heter mishum eva delo asr mishum chasnas elo lekvo ashtia b'chanos o b'regilos lishtos b'veis ofi kochavim aval akroi ba'al mashari. So there is a Heter be'akrai because of Eva. The poskim are not so sure what exactly the heter of Eva is. Is the Eva that he's like afraid that he's going to kill him or harm him or the like? Or no. The Orzaruah implies that if the only reason why you're drinking is because you're afraid that he's going to kill you, so then there's no chash of kirv hadas and chasnas. In other words, it's not that it's usser, but they were matir misham eva. Rather, there's no isser when the only reason why you're drinking is eva, and therefore maybe the threshold of eva happens to be a little lower. Now, the big question that you saw discussed in our siman is what is considered shechar, and specifically whether our shechar is included in this. Now, why is that a question? Because Tosus already points out that the shechar that they drank in Talmudic times was, at least in Bavel, was shechar that was from dates. Date honey. I don't know if anyone here has ever drank date honey. I've never seen date honey. Not date honey, date beer. I've never seen date beer. So what? Yeah, I understand. But if we were to say that it's only the type of beer that they were drinking that's usser, so then effectively this usser wouldn't apply anymore. Or should we see shechar as more broadly? So the Rishonim discussed this extensively. Some Rishonim quote the Sefer Yashar. For example, the Ravia quotes the Sefer Yashar. Now, this isn't in our Sefer Yashar. Our Sefer Yashar says something else. But at least some Rishonim have from the Sefer Yashar that it's only shechar of dates. That's Aser. Sheikha Shalanu Ain Bo Misham Chasnas Menir Shatam Misham De Sovish Kevan De Lo Ashkachan Shiasar Sheikha Alame Ahid Rav Papa Rav Achai Ain Lasar Alakamin Sheikha Shalahem Shay Shal Tamarim Aval Shal Saorim O Shal Minam Acherim Arbir, which is made from Saorim or barley or hops or things like that. That's going to be okay. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that they made a little plug on all Sheikhar Tamar. But it wasn't said about other types of Sheikhar. And now, Pasha Pshat is that, of course, the reason would apply equally to a Budweiser, but Lemaisa, they weren't Gozer, so it's not Aser. Yeruch HaShulchan tries to argue that it's more than that, that our beer, there's less kir of hadas. The Pasha Pshat is that in Achanami, this is a technical exception.
Is there any ethical now, selling it commercially instead of selling it?
One second. So now, the Rishonim then discussed the question of mead, or a drink that's made from honey, fermented honey, something probably similar to beer. So the Smag writes that dvash is mutter. And he says that even if other forms of beer are aser, in other words, even if we reject Rabbeinu Tam, and probably most Rishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam, most Rishonim say no, any form of beer is aser. Sheikhar, even if the primary type of sheikhar is that they drank was date honey, but all sheikhar is actually aser. Date beer, sorry, I've been saying that. All sheikhar is aser, but mead is mutter. Mead and shar mashkim is mutter. Afil beveis hagai. And the Oros HaRuah disagrees. And he says, no, you may not drink mead. The Rosh is Machmir. Now, the question is, what's the Pshat in the Machmirim? Because after all, it's not beer. In other words, I understand Rabbeinu Tam's view, it's only the beer that was in, that they were talking about. I understand the Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos, who say, no, it's all types of beer, because Sheikhar, right? But mead is not beer. So why are they Machmir? What is the Machlokas about? So if you look at the Gra, over here, Simon Kufya Dalad, Sifkat and Zion, he tells us what the machlokas is. V'yesh natirin b'sheichar shel tvash, delo amru el sheichar. So it's only sheichar that's aser, and this isn't sheichar. Also, there's a raya from the Gemara that they used to drink mead from the Gayim. V'atam, deleka kirav das kemo b'sheichar. Sheichar is aser because there's kirav das for sheichar. Sheichar, even like nowadays, Sheikhar is a social drink that has a lot of kirav das, right? You don't, you know, with most people, like, don't have beer for breakfast. They don't have beer for lunch. When do you have beer? When you're, you know, you want to have kirav das with your friends. You go out, you have a beer. That's a drink of kirav das. So other drinks, including mead, even though mead was fermented, it had some alcoholic content, but it wasn't a social drink, and that's the reason for the Mekilin. Visari Shonas Varilei, what does the Machmirim hold? Shelo Amru Sheikhar Ela Shematzu Lahem. Umas Nisan Tetanit, okay, that Sheikhar was that which was Matzoi, but it's not limited to Sheikhar, just like we don't say like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's limited to Sheikhar Tamarim. We extend it to Sheikhar Sa'orim. We'll also extend it to Mir Mead. Aye, the Mishnah said that Dvash is okay. That's because that was before they made the Gzeira of Sheikhar. So now, according to the Machmir view, then we have to figure out where does it stop. In other words, if you're going to include mead, then what about other drinks? So would you include coffee, for example? Coffee nowadays, it's both. It's both a practical drink, but it's also a social drink. which is probably similar to Shechar in the times of the Gemara. Shechar in the times of the Gemara was not just a social drink, it was also a practical drink. I remember I visited Amsterdam once, and they told us that the water was, this is how Heineken got started, the water was poisonous. So the only way they could drink the water and not get sick was to make it into beer. The process of fermentation into beer killed the bacteria. So all they drank was beer. So it's a very labor-tick a place. in the times of the Gemara, it seems clear that beer was a social drink, but it was also a standard drink. And maybe we should say the same thing about coffee. Coffee is a social drink as well. People say, oh, you want to go out for a cup of coffee. So how far do we take it? So there's one other discussion in the Rishonim. Rishonim, needless to say, don't discuss coffee. They do discuss yayin tapuchim and yayin rimonim. So the Gemara tells us that yayin tapuchim and yayin rimonim don't seem to be a problem. Why? So the Rambam writes that this is because lo gazru b'hem kemo b'sheichar, because they're not matzui. Darashenu matzui lo gazru bo. Meaning to say, it sounds like from the Rambam that they would have been gozer for yein tapuchim, for apple cider, at least hard apple cider. Apple ciders naturally ferment, so it would be alcoholic. Our apple cider doesn't is because it's pasteurized. But any drink with sugar will usually naturally ferment in the right conditions. So the reason why they weren't gozer is because it's not matzoi. It's not, as you know from other places, it's pretty rare. Yain rimonim was maybe a great luxury, but it's not under normal circumstances drunk. So then the question is, well, what about coffee? Coffee is matzoi. Or do we say, no, it's true, coffee is matzui, and maybe if they had coffee, bimei chazal, they would have been gozer on coffee, but there wasn't, so they weren't. So there's basically four schools of thought on this question. Again, the most narrow is Sefer Yashar, only Sheikhar Tzmarim, in which case this halacha wouldn't apply nowadays. Tosfos says even Sheikhar Sa'orim, the Rosh and the Rosh even dvash or mead, and in light of that, there are poskim who say that any drink that is drunk in a social environment, and therefore there's a concern for chasnus, would apply, and therefore things like coffee could also be bechlal ha'isr. So now the question is, how do we paskin? Yes.
There's no need for it to be some alcoholic content?
So, that's a good question. You could have deduced from the fact that these discussions are all about drinks with alcoholic content, that alcoholic content is important.
Also
or you could... Exactly. Or you could say, no, these were the drinks that were discussed. In other words, those days, the social drinks happened to have alcohol, but coffee is a different type of drug. It's not alcohol, it's something else, but it's a social drink and the concern would apply. Now, you're correct, it's not clear. That's certainly a case that you could make, but it's not entirely clear. Now, I think Rav Pinchas said before, maybe there's a case that this shouldn't apply anyway nowadays, but the answer is that the concern doesn't seem to have anything to do with the place where it's manufactured. It relates to the place where it's sold.
The person making it.
It does. It does. Like the bartender.
Also commercial. There was a head for the visual alcohol because it's only in the
present. First of all, we pashtus don't paskin that way. We paskin visual alcohol. It's us. It doesn't matter where the guy made it.
OU relies on that. The
OU does not rely on that.
All the fishes that they have on the salmon and all that, they rely on that. It's because they meet the maritas. That's what a reshechter. That's maritas.
No, it's because they know all the shulchan malachim. I can't speak to a reshechter. All their documents.
Salmon is all the shulchan malachim.
The salmon is nechal kamal shukhai. In the OU documents that I saw, they're certainly not relying on that. They quote that as a snif lahakel, but only when, as we talked about this last year, only when the manufacturing process is fundamentally different. But not that's not at all relevant, because bishul akum is an isser that is a result of the guy manufacturing it. It's an isser pashtos on the cheftza. This has nothing to do with it. The cheftza is mutter. Once you take the beer home, you could certainly drink it. The issue is drinking it in a place where it's served, in the beis shel akum, in the bar,
in
the tavern. Sure, they're serving.
Yeah.
Well, where are you drinking it? That's where this is also. The question, let's say, in the case of the coffee house, is can you drink it at Starbucks, right? Or Schechter thinks you can't. Schechter thinks if you want to take Starbucks home with you, you can. You want to take it back to your car, again, leaving aside any kashrus issues, it's fine. You can't drink it there. So the issue here, this, even though, again, even if they're both asar mishum chasnas, as we already saw, various things are asar mishum chasnas, but the nature of the issur is very different. Pasakum is different than bishalakum, is different than shecharakum. So the din of shecharakum is when it's beveso shel gai. That's when it's asar. Now, as I said, the question is, how do we paskin? So let's, I guess, just read the Shulchan Aruch together. So we're on Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. Kol shecher shel gayim, echad shecher shel tamarim, o shel te'enim, o shel se'orim, o shel tvua, o shel dvash, aser mishum chasnos. Mechaber paskins, like the machmirim, that all forms of beer, as well as dvash, are aser. Beinu aser el b'makom mechiraso, as we've explained, avol mevi ha-shecher leveso v'shoseu sham, moter, shikar ha-gzeru sham ha-yiso, that's lo, v'lo aser el k'shkovea atzmo lishtos, k'derach sh'adam kolea v'shtia. Aval, nechnas beveis ha-gai v'shasa derach ha-rai, b'akrai moter, so that's after we saw in Tosfos, of ha-rai b'akrai, v'chein mishalom beveis ha-gai, chash of kiveso, your hotel room is like your own home, umotra lishtos b'ir, lishloch b'ir, likno shecher me'agayim. Says the Rama, haga, v'yesh matirim b'shechel shel dvash, v'tvua, there are those who follow Rabbeinu Tam that are makel even in shecher shel dvash and even tvua. V'chein hogin l'hakel b'medinos elo. So the Mechaber's psak seems to be lahachmir, even dvash is aser. And even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, we see that he understood that the things listed in the Gemara are not comprehensive. At the same time, in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, "Ein tapuchen v'ein rimonim, mutter l'shtosim b'chol makom, v'tavar she'enu matzui lo bazu alav." So they weren't gozer. So now the question is, what's the pshat? So the pashtus in the Mechaber is that the gzeira is not limited to that which is mentioned in Shas, but it is limited to that which is matzui. So therefore, since tvash is matzui, it's aser, even though it's not mentioned in Shas. However, yein rimonim are not matzui, and therefore it's mutter, because lo gazru al davar she'eno matzui. Now, again, if this is true, if this is the correct understanding of the Mechaber, though there are different explanations, but I think it's the simplest, so then again, it leaves open a question of what would you say for something like coffee. Once you're going to say that it's not limited to drinks mentioned in Shas, and therefore Dvash would be Aser, so maybe coffee would also be Aser. And we don't say that it's only limited to the ones mentioned in Shas. V'haraya is machmir for dvash. However, the Rama, as we said, certainly holds that it's mutter. However, many achronim don't accept the kula of the Rama, and at the very least think that we have to be machmir for shechar se'orim, even if it's not necessarily the case that we have to extend it to all other drinks. As I mentioned before, there is a big machlokas how to read the Mechaber and in general how we paskin. In terms of the question of coffee, so there are matirim, the Pri Chadash is Mekel, others as well. There are machmirim, the Birkei Yosef was machmir, the Ivitz was machmir. How do we paskin? So, as I mentioned before, Rabbi Schechter is nota lahachmir. I think most poskim are nota lahakel. Rabbi Willig says, zilbasar taima. So you can be mekel for coffee for shidduchim. Why? Because it's all shem chasnas. It's not shidduchim. That's good chasnas.
That's the goal.
So he's mekel for people that go to a lounge or something like that and order drinks from a lounge. Though Rabbi Schechter, in meaning to say a non-Jewish lounge, like at a hotel, Rabbi Schechter is very uncomfortable with doing that on dates because he thinks that, you know, you can buy water for, I guess, at a lounge. I think everybody would agree water is not included. But in terms of other drinks, so he's very uncomfortable about that. Rabbi Willig is leaving aside his other reservations about coffee. But in terms of the din of Sheikh Akum, he is Mekel, but any alcoholic drink, he's very machmir. He's machmir in general, but alcoholic drinks. But certainly any type of alcoholic drink at a non-Jewish establishment he thinks that one should avoid very strongly. I had a friend who told me that he oftentimes has to go out to business for business reasons to restaurants or other things. So he always, you know, gets in trouble with the food. So he always orders a beer to like show them, I'm with you guys, even if I'm not eating with you. So I told him that, you know, could be that's much worse. But again, he does have the Ramah to rely on. It's not like, and it does sound like from the Ramah that the prevalent Ashkenazi practice was to be lenient in that regard, though as we've seen, it's not so pashut. In terms of the issue of Der Kfios, so as I mentioned, there are those that are Mekel. The Rush quotes that in England they were Mekel. I think it's England. He talks about the Eretz Ha'i. I think the Eretz Ha'i is England.
I was about to ask that. In England, people bring Mekel in pubs. They have beer.
Oh, yeah. So it's not new.
Yeah.
It's the Rush. The Rush says that they were already Mekel. I'll read you since you quoted it. The Rush ein iser ala b'shekoveh atzma lishtos b'veisa l'kochavim k'derech, like we said, k'derech shei regil l'kvar atzman lishtia. If you have those two things, so again, I think that Eretz Ha'i is England. What other land was an island?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there were Baalei Tosfos in England, right? The Tosfos Chacham Avli. I think that's what the Rush is referring to. One way or the other, you need Arai and Akrai. Going to a bab is, again, there's a whole discussion in Hilchos Brachos because we're not Koveya Atzmeinu Al Shtia anymore. But still, I would think going to a pub is certainly problematic. Again, I won't say it's Asher L'Kulei Alma. You have the Ramah to rely on. But it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Now, Pashut. Okay, there's much more to talk about over here. But we do have to move on. The end of Simen Kuf Yudalid teaches us a lot of very important halachos, and we're not going to go through them carefully, but the basic yesod that comes out from the second half of Kuf Yudalid is that when it comes to buying food from non-Jews and in a situation where there's no hechsher, obviously, so you only have to be worried about reasonable concerns, and you don't have to worry about unreasonable concerns. You don't have to suspect that the Gaia mixed things in to your food.
Even if
it's an Isser D'Oraisa, where there's no reason to suspect that they would have. And so there are a number of applications of this. For example, he writes, Kol Elu Amashkim in Sif Dalet, which is where we got up to, V'chein Chomet Shel Shechar Aser L'Knoso Mehen, Nimdimem Yekarmet Me'ayayin Shalanu Choshishin Shema'ir Ben Yayin. In other words, if you're buying vinegar from a non-Jew, no Hechsher. So do you have to be concerned that this is wine vinegar? Well, the answer is it depends. And if it says it's wine vinegar, you have to be concerned. But let's say it's standard vinegar. I think most vinegar in America comes from, potatoes or whatever.
Corn.
Right? So it says 100% corn vinegar. Oh, do you have to be concerned that maybe there's some wine vinegar in it? So the seller tells you, no, it's pure corn. Well, the seller isn't believed. He has no halachic credibility. He isn't Jewish. But the answer is, if wine vinegar is more expensive than corn vinegar, then there's no reason to suspect that he would have mixed in wine vinegar and sold it as corn vinegar, because why would he possibly do that? There's no motivation, there's no incentive to do it, and therefore it's mutter. You can buy the corn vinegar from the guy without a hechsher. And the same thing is true when it comes to fish or the like, Pinchas brought up, just to mention, Sif Yud Aleph, it talks about Morias, where you are considered Morias Bisman Shadarkan Lases Lasochol Yayin Aser, but the Mayayin Yakar Mea Morias Mutter. Or Bimakum Shain Darkan Lases Lasochol Yayin Mutter Laknoso Mayam. Right, so you don't have to worry. If you don't usually put wine into this type of food, you don't have to be concerned that wine's mixed in. Or if there's no incentive for him to mix in wine because wine's more expensive, even if it, might improve the taste. If he tells you there's no wine in it, and there's no incentive for him to do it, it's mutter. Yes?
When it comes to bottled things, the mice have no hechsher, but, they're coming from companies, whatever it is, so like these vinegars,
So again, really the halacha is, you have to be aware of the mitzias, but you have to, if there's no reason to be suspicious of any problems, then it's mutter, in terms of Caleb, Stam, Caleb, and Ibn Yaman. Now, obviously, when you live in a place like New York, there's no reason to, make so many cheshbonos, because it's so easy to find so many things with a hechsher where you know that there's no issues. But these types of cheshbonos are much more relevant in places where getting kosher food is not so simple. And there, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, that you make a cheshbon, and you can be practical, and you don't have to be worried about far-fetched concerns. There's a lot of other things that we've seen throughout the year that came up in the Siman. For example, it talks about buying olives from Gaia. You're allowed to buy whole olives, but not cut olives. Why can't you buy cut olives?
Exactly.
This is one of the places where led to a steer in the Mechaber, right? Because Mechaber said that if you buy cut olives, it's aser. Now, the Mechaber's, the Stam opinion, as we know from Hilchos Pasuk Aleph, was lahakal on that, it's dafka chiltis. So, what's the answer to that question? How did the Placey answer the question? That he's only make for a terabala, right? This is isurabala. So that's, this is one of the rayos that he brought. Anyway, there are lots of halachos that in the rest of the siman that will bring back fond memories from Hilchos Pasuk Aleph and Tarovas, but I think we should start Siman Kuf Tes Vav. So, Siman Kuf Tes Vav is Sif Aleph is Chalav Akum, and then Sif Beis is Gvinas Akum, and Sif Gimel is Chemas Akum. At least today we'll try to talk about Chalav Akum, and then we'll get to the other ones tomorrow. Now, as I mentioned, the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, Ve'lo Dvarim that are aser, that are not aser b'hana, and one of them is Chalav Shechalfo Ovi Kochavim Ve'in Yisrael Ro'ehu. It's aser if a non-Jew milks a cow, but a Jew doesn't see And that formulation of Ein Yisrael Rehu was very significant, as we'll see in a moment. There are two reasons given in Shas for this prohibition. The Bavli's reason is because we are concerned that there might be some chalav iser, like camel milk, that is mixed in. And that's the reason that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as most Rishonim. Now, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. What's the halacha if a non-Jew milked some milk, and then he was miming it? He turned it into cheese. Now, let's assume that the cheese is not a problem of Vinas Akum. For example, a Yisrael either observed the making of the cheese or he participated in the making of the cheese he put in the rennet. So there's no issue of challah of Vinas Akum, but the question is, it's made from milk, which is challah vakum or stam challah. And what's the question? Is that mutter or is that asr? So the Lishna Kama says it's mutter. Why? Because camel milk, tamei milk, does not turn into cheese. Lishna Basra says it's asr. Why? Afilu tema de kavayle lagvina ika de kaibene itvi. In cheese, you sometimes have bubbles. Now, we don't really have this in our cheese. Swiss cheese has bubbles, but they're full of air. But the way our cheese is processed, we don't have this. But in Talmudic times, the cheese had these bubbles, and these bubbles might have had liquids and liquid in them. And in the liquid, there might have been tamei milk. So tamei milk means milk from a non-kosher animal. So therefore, according to Lishna Basra, it's aser. And Rashi actually seems to even assume that Lishna Kama is a havamina. According to Rashi, we accept the Lishna Basra. We'll return to this debate in a couple of moments. We'll see it's very important. Now, one interesting question to consider is whether this chshash of Shema Yirev Davar Tamei is an Isser chshash deraisa, or is it a chshash derabanan? Is Chalav Akum Isser deraisa, or Asher derabanan? So, the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud Ches, Sifkan Ches, we'll get to this soon, says it's only a chshash derabanan. And therefore he says, one siman is enough. We'll get to those halachos later. You don't need two simanim. Why? Because yesh lama shechalav tamei nikar shehu achor v'mkein ein lacha sheyachlef koch achalav orubo el yesh lacha shema hechlef mat. We're not concerned that all of this is camel milk. Then you'd be able to know. You could tell. It would be green. Rather, we're concerned that a little bit of camel's milk got mixed in here. And midrabanan they were machmir, but midraisa we say min bimino batel. We talked about this extensively when we talked about shitas hashach bayas and basar shmar taima, because l'chayra they have different ta'amim, in which case according to the shach midraisa shini chizim, what he's saying min bimino batel. We had a number of different theories, but that's what the shach writes. The shach holds that we're dealing here with a chshash midrabanan. Of course, because even if it does get mixed in, it's only asr midrabanan. Now you might ask, well, if that's true, it should be exeil l'gzeira. I don't know if anything is mixed in. Vimtim salomer, it's mixed in on a derisa level, it's batal, it's exeil l'gzeira. So, if that's true, so why are we worried? So, perhaps the answer is that this too relates to chasnas. We'll see. The Ramban writes that the din of chala of Vinas Akum is really also motivated by chasnas, and that's why we are so machmir about all these things. There are other answers that you could give. Anyhow, this yeah.
Why wouldn't we just even to the mission say that we have a sveika, being suffik that they put in tamei milk, and even if
yeah, in other words, the Pashup Shad is that this is a Gzeira, they didn't have to make this ksera. They made this ksera. This isn't a natural chashash. It's a rabbinically legislated chashash. In which case, you could say tiknu ala safek. Now then the question is, why would they be misakin ala safek? Maybe because it was a common concern, or maybe for some other reason, and perhaps even chasnas. Now the second reason given for the whole din of chalav akum is cited in Yerushalmi, and that is because of gilui. Now, obviously, if you're concerned about this, it wouldn't be limited to places where there are camels around. But as we'll also see shortly, Bezer Hashem, we're not generally concerned about gilui bizman hazeh. Tosfos Adaf Lamed Tes in Avodah Zarah says that we're choshish for both concerns when they're shayach. But most of the time nowadays, gilui isn't a concern. The question that we're going to discuss extensively is, well, what about whether Shema Yirev Bo Chalav Tameh, if that's not a concern, is it Aser still, or do we say, no, it's a low plug, Batla Taim, a low Batla Takana, and it's still Aser? Now, one place where you might see the Gemara actually discuss that question is the Gemara that we just mentioned. So maybe we'll go back to that for a moment. Again, the Iker question we need to figure out is, what is the Gadar of the Takana? And what's the Halacha when there's no practical concern anymore? For example, nowadays, there's no really practical concern whatsoever about Chalav Tamei being in our milk. So is the restriction upon Chalav Akum still relevant? We'll see here, at the very least, three different approaches in the poskim. But we'll see today, and then we'll have to stop today, two places where the Gemara might address this question itself, and then we'll see that at least the Gemaras aren't mochrach one way or the other, which is why they're still a machloka. So the first one in Lamed Hamad Beis, Gemara says, Chalav lamai nechusla, imi shemechlufei tarachir tamei yarok. What are we worried about? If their kosher milk is going to be replaced by camel milk, you can tell they look different. Imi shemiyaruvei, if the concern is that maybe they mixed in a little bit of camel milk, so nekum, let's cheesify it. Damar mar, Chalav tahar omeid, chalav tamayena omeid. So the Gemara says, "E dekabai lugvina chnami." You're right. If you want cheese, then in a chnami there's a test. We could simply test it, turn it into cheese. Achav ma'yaskinan dekabai le lekimcha. But we want it. You don't want it. You don't want to eat cheese. You want milk, or in this case, you want it for kutach. Kutach has milk mixed in, so you can't tell. Finish kominei. Kali v'nekum. Why don't you just take a little bit? Kevan de bitaranami yeka nesuve de lo kaimi lakal nekum ala demelsa. So in a kutach, you can't really tell. Vibai seima filutema de kavaila lagvina eka de kai bene yitvi. So according to the first answer, it would be mutter to go and buy chalav akum and turn it into cheese, and then it would be mutter. As according to the first answer, the Gemara, let's say a paleo cheese, Mizman Hazeh, which is made from a chalav akum or stam chalav, even for those that are makbid, which should be mutter, because they do follow gvinas, the rules to make it gvinas Yisrael, so it should be okay. According to the second answer, it might be usher. It might be mutter for the second answer, for reasons that we'll see later, but it might be usher. Now, another nafkamina between these two lishonos, as the Gra points out on Sef Gimel, might be a chemasakum, which is also something that Chalav Tamei doesn't turn into butter. As I said, Rashi paskins like the Lishna Basra. It's not clear how the Rambam paskins. Maybe if we have a chance tomorrow, we'll look into it, though. I don't know if we're going to have a chance. But Tosfos is an interesting chiddush. Tosfos says that even according to the Lishna Basra, if the guy milked the cow for the purpose of making cheese, it would be mutter, because he wouldn't be so stupid as to add some camel milk, since he knows that camel milk doesn't turn into cheese. And we'll see the Ramah Paskins, at least b'diavad, like Tostos, meaning to say, if you have milk that a guy milked without Yisrael Ruehu, so it would be Asrael Tzchalavakum, you couldn't drink that milk. But if you then turned that milk into cheese, it would be mutter, since it was milked for the purpose of making cheese. Now, as we said, Rashi sounds like he's machmir in that case. And we have to figure out what's going on. Now, the Tashbetz brings a raya from the Lashon of the Gemara that says, V'amidenu. Why don't we just test this, right? That you see from here that the din of Chalav Akum is not like a din in the Chafetza. It's a practical concern. And therefore, if there's a way to ascertain that this is mutter milk, then it's going to be okay. So the Gemara asks, V'amidenu. The Gemara answers, well, in a Hanami, in the first answer, if you wanted it to have cheese, it would work, but you don't want cheese. Or in the second answer, we're saying, no, this test isn't really a good test anyway. But if you somehow knew that this is all kosher milk, then it would be mutter. And that's the raya that the Tashbeit says, that you see that this is mutter, that the Chalav Akum is only usser when there's a chshash. But once there's no chshash, then there's no isser whatsoever. Could you be docha this raya? You could be docha the raya. You could have said that the Gemara means, why did they make up this isser in the first place? You could just check it, and the Gemara says, yeah, right, because that's what the Gemara is talking about. Why did they aser Chalav Akum? So why did they make up the if there was a test, so then they wouldn't have made up the isser. But since there is no good test, then they were misakin Chalav Akum. And Chalav Akum is aser, is a low plug, is a takana, and therefore even if you had a situation where you knew that there was no Chalav Tami mixed in, it would still be aser. So this Gemara might be, I guess, a little easier to read for the Mekilim, but it's definitely not a slam dunk raya. The next Gemara, we don't have time for today, but I guess we'll start with that tomorrow. So, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow, I hope...